This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Day by mail or in person. This is important. Our vote is all we got. It's time to use it.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Why so serious? So where's your class if you are wrong? In all the right ways,
spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Sports and scandals, what more could you ask for? I'm Rachel Bonetta.
And I'm Rechna Fruchtbaum.
And every week on our new podcast, Hall of Shame, we'll take each other through some of the biggest scandals in sports history.
From Maria Sharapova's doping scandal to Dennis Rodman's friendship with Kim Jong-un, we'll talk about what happened, why these stories matter, and how they're still relevant today.
New episodes of Hall of Shame come out every Monday. Find it on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
560 The Joe. WQAM Miami, WPOW HD2 Miami, WKIS HD Boca Raton. Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Deterrent. Your home for the Miami Dolphins. It's the Tropical Chevrolet Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show on AM 560, FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM, and the radio.com app. Sponsored by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet. Here's Zach and the Nose.
All right, we are here. Hour number two, Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. And when I tell you that we've had an hour, my brother is normally up to, I would say up to par with everything going on in the sports world. When I mean everything, I mean like every sport. Like someone can bring up something in hockey and he's like, oh yeah, I saw this happen to this guy. Or baseball, like he's a baseball nut. I just got a text from him that I have to read to the Nose because the Nose knows my brother pretty well. He goes, I was gone for 2 days. What the hell happened in football? You guys are absolutely blowing my mind right now. Josh, it's not just you. It's me reading this and then reading it to the Nose and thinking to myself, what the bleep is going on? There is so much to kind of re-go over with everybody at this point because I cannot believe what is happening with the schedule-wise with the NFL right now. It truly is incredible. And not just that, but during the break, we were talking about Tampa Bay and Chicago tonight. We were talking about who might play, who's not. Mike Evans and, was it Scotty Miller? Is that his name?
You did good. Okay. You did good. No, you did
both
good.
Both guys are playing tonight. Both guys were kind of questionable, doubtful, whatnot. Leonard Fournette, the last 3 days, has been doubtful. Playing. Not going to happen. Leonard Fournette is active tonight out of nowhere. I mean, out of nowhere for tonight's game.
That is legitimately correct. Right, and all this means is, no, you're not starting. Let's address it fast. You're not starting Leonard Fournette. And if you have Ronald Jones, that sort of sucks for you because all he's going to do is take away from some carries. But Leonard Fournette has given you zero reason to start him so far, besides maybe he had one very big run in week two that made his stats look better than they are. But overall, this is simply bad news for Ronald Jones owners. That's how I take that information.
Right. Okay, so let's go over what happened in the last like 45 minutes when it comes to the scheduling. for the NFL. We have so much to get to. I feel like we've gotten into nothing yet when it comes to the normal stuff we do here. So we're going to have a packed hour.
I love it. We're breaking news. Right. We even have a Michael Thomas update that we're going to have to hit up that just came in. Yeah, so things are happening. This is a good Thursday at 6 to 8. Solid.
Right. This is perfect. So we'll get to Michael Thomas news here in just a second. But we'll get to what has been happening over the last hour here. Adam Schefter reported. Let me read this in verbatim just to make sure. The Titans-Bills game scheduled for Sunday is now being moved to Tuesday. Titans-Bills will play Tuesday night at 6 p.m. as long as there's no more positive tests with Tennessee, sources were telling Adam Schefter. Now, what that does is that totally impacts now Thursday night football a week from today, which is supposed to be Bills-Chiefs. It could be one of the best games of the season at this point. Bills-Chiefs now from Thursday night will move to Sunday, but goes back to Thursday night if positive tests do come out of Tennessee at this point. This affects now three different teams, the Titans, the Bills, and the Chiefs, over the next 10 days. And that's a lot to take over right now. Schefter also said, while there were no positive tests after Thursday morning's testing, the Patriots were taking additional precaution and will continue to prepare with virtual meetings and practice, and no practice again on Friday per team official. Now, when it comes to the Patriots, there's news about the Patriots game as well, because it looks like the Patriots and the Broncos game will be moved now from Sunday to Monday. And it's not going to be at the same time as the other games going on, or the other game on Monday Night Football. It possibly will be, because it now says it's looking like, instead of definitive, what it will be. Broncos-Patriots could kick off at 5 p.m. Eastern on Monday night to give a doubleheader again on Monday Night Football, but with the first game kicking off legitimately at 5 p.m. possibly. And the reason for that, now I'm reading, is the fact that they hopefully don't have a super late night that'll affect the prep for the next week. There are games affecting games affecting games affecting games affecting games. And that's what's going on right now in the NFL.
20.
Right. There's nothing else to really talk about or discuss outside of the fact that everything is being changed. Everything is being moved. It is very fluid. The situation is very fluid in the NFL right now, as Noe stated in the last segment as well. This is more of a kind of, we're going to get the games played, don't worry. Just worry about what day they might be on at this point. And Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com has basically put out a tweet that says the reason why Saturday games are not an option is because Saturday games will most likely be played in December, because that's when the college football regular season will be over and they will not mess with the college football or jump into their stuff right now. So that's interesting as well. A lot going on, Nose. I'm trying desperately to keep you updated with all this. It is coming in fast and furious. I didn't even see anything on Michael Thomas yet. What did you see on Michael Thomas?
So Michael Thomas, which everybody should be asking about, and because there's been no news, what I'm reading is Michael Thomas got in a limited practice today. A limited practice is a much better thing than no practice at all. So right now, a limited practice, we are not sure what that means for Monday Night Football, but it does mean, and he does get an extra day in there, that it looks like there's a very good chance that he can play. So if he can play, you must have him starting. So like we said last segment, if you are a Michael Thomas owner, however you have to do it, make sure you have a backup wide receiver or running back for your flex position. Put Michael Thomas in your flex and have a backup just in case he doesn't play. But if he plays, you have to have him in your lineup. That's your first round draft pick that you've gotten nothing for. So it's been very hush-hush on Michael Thomas. The fact that he actually did something and got a limited practice is actually encouraging news.
Good news, right. Good news if you're a Michael Thomas owner. Because he was probably your first round pick, more than likely a top 8-9 pick in the draft.
Top 8.
Right. So, like, yeah, that's, you of course want that guy back as soon as you can. Let's jump into a couple more text messages here, real quick, just so we can get these out of the way before we get some more observations. We might have to skip a whole bunch of observations at this point because the observations are literally live. Forget about what we learned in the last week. What have we learned?
Thank God we have
a
radio guy. Your radio guy is on. Your button is on.
It is right now. My Twitter is on fire and I love it. Okay, let's go. Need a flex PPR. Had to put double Aaron Ekeler on IR. Sorry for that. Landry, Hank Ruggs, or Traquan Smith. Flex PPR. Landry, Hank Ruggs, or Traquan Smith.
Well, I would have said Tre'Quan Smith about, 5 minutes ago.
Right.
If if Michael Thomas comes back, it's a big hit to Tre'Quan Smith. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go with Jarvis Landry. To me, he is the safest player. Hold on to Ruggs. Let's see how he plays. He's finally back. Explosive player. But I would go with Landry in this situation over Tre'Quan Smith, no doubt.
Here we go. QB help someone else wants. It looks like the same guy texted in. He's got Rivers and he's got Matt Stafford on a bye. Should he start Rivers or pick up Jimmy Garoppolo? It looks like Jones or Cousins. I'm guessing that's Daniel Jones and not Matt Jones.
Okay. You're going to really love me after this. I'm very confident in what I'm about to tell you and this advice that I'm going to give you. You are going to pick up Kirk Cousins and you are going to start him on Sunday Night Football at Seattle. And I'm going to explain to you why. First, as we discussed, Seattle gives up the most passing yards. So if that's not enough reason, that's one. Two, Cousins has Justin Jefferson now all of a sudden playing at a high
George
level.
George Jefferson. I've been calling him George Jefferson, right.
And that's a done deal. Georgie right. Jefferson and Adam Thielen. Cousins has got his confidence. He's going against a bad team. And the most important part is, Russell Wilson's going to score a ton of points. So he's going to have to throw the ball. I am not a fan of Phillip Rivers right now moving forward. So for this week, when you have Stafford on bye, no-brainer, pick up Cousins and start him. Feeling really good about that one.
Right, right. 305-567-0560, by the way, if you want to send some more texts in here, we'll get to a couple more observations real quickly. I guess we'll try to get through these as quick as possible. Washington quarterback change. Haskins goes from the starter to a guy who will not be active this Sunday for the Washington football team. Alex Smith is the number two now on the depth chart.
Phenomenal story.
And Kyle Allen comes over with Riverboat Ron from Carolina and now is starting. But Haskins will not be active and is now demoted to the number three. That is unbelievable. A, what does that do in the quarterback position there? And how does that affect Scary Terry and the rest of those wide receivers?
Well, the player is Scary Terry we're going to talk about because that's who it affects. That's the main fantasy focus. And I think it's only going to be phenomenal for him. Kyle Allen has proven in the past that he could play the game. He's a good quarterback, not super special, but he had a pretty darn good run, was it, with the Panthers? So right. I think that Scary Terry is going to benefit from him. So if you're an owner, he's been good. I think he's great, and now he has a chance of being great because Haskins, man, he was wide open for some amazing routes in the end zone, and the guy just flat out missed him and missed him by a lot. So if you are an owner of the Scary Terry, this is a great thing for you. Also, the running back Antonio Gibson, I think with a more competent quarterback, is going to have a bigger game. I think he's going to have a big game this weekend, and I think he's going to have a big part of that offense moving forward.
Okay, more observations here. Le'Veon Bell is first week back for the New York Jets, and they're against the Cardinals. Do you trust Le'Veon Bell this week, Nose?
No. That's a no. So the reason a lot of people get very comfortable with the name Le'Veon Bell, you might need a starting running back. The answer is absolutely flat out no. Let's see what kind of volume he gets. Again, he's coming off an injury where I can't imagine they just start giving him the ball 15 to 20 times. I expect a light load for this week. So if you have any other options, I highly recommend them.
Right. All right, let's get to a couple more observations here. We have some more text messages coming in. We have a lot to still go over. The sniff test will be in the next segment, and we'll get into the last segment here when we give you the tight end pick of the week and the nose pick of the week. But text messages, as they come in, we'll read them as well. More observations here. Best L.A. Charger running back to start this week against the Saints on Monday Night Football. That was a really big pickup, I think, in all the leagues that I was in and saw. The Justin Jackson or Josh Kelly debate. Who do you like better? Who would you pick up if you could only pick up one? And I guess who's the best to start at this point?
Well, if I had a choice of one, I would go with Josh Kelly for this week. Now, I happen to be a big fan of Justin Jackson's talent. I've watched him the last few years, and I just think he's really good. But for this week, I believe volume-wise, it's already been proven they've given Josh Kelly the ball plenty. And I expect him to be the guy that out-carries Justin Jackson. More plays, more percentage of time on the field. So between the two of them, if you have a choice, Josh Kelly is my choice. Josh Kelly is definitely a guy that is startable, but he's sort of got hot earlier in the season. I know we've only been there playing for a month, but he last week had a bit of a drop off. Let's see how he does this week with Austin or your boy Aaron Ekeler out. Right. But again, I go Kelly over Jackson if you had a choice.
All right. right. Let's see what else we got here. I guess the Atlanta wide receiver position, we talked a little bit about that before, but Julio Jones and the rest of the wide receivers there, what do you like? What's going on there? What do you like? What do you dislike about what's going on there? And, of course, Calvin Ridley. Hey, what's going on?
Well, let me explain to everybody that, I mean, it's probably very obvious, but let me make it very clear that Atlanta, when they're at home versus when Atlanta is on the road, are two completely different teams, okay? But for this week, Atlanta at home versus Carolina, it should be another just huge shootout. And I believe Julio Jones cannot be trusted. If he is somehow active, I do not feel comfortable starting him. Already his owners are frustrated. He only played one half of football and it was a really, and then all of a sudden he's limping off. And then what was crazy was Calvin Ridley last week went catchless, but Ridley will have a plethora of targets and volume this week. I love him.
Would you say I have a plethora of piñatas? A plethora? Oh, yes. You have a plethora. Jefe, what is a plethora?
Why, guapo?
Well, you told me I have a plethora. And I just would like to know if you know what a plethora is. I would not like to think that a person would tell someone he has a plethora and find out that that person has no idea what it means to have a plethora.
You did
it. Would you say at this point that Ridley will have a plethora of catches?
I would think that Calvin Ridley, if I had to take a guess, will be the number one wide receiver for this week with a plethora of catches and touchdowns. Garcia, wonderful job. That was a little shout out to Chevy Chase on his 77th birthday. Right. And of course, El Jefe, one of the greater characters in comedy history.
Right. Three amigos.
He was El Guapo.
Right. Oh man, I'm still trying to follow Adam Schefter's tweets at this point. He just looks like the last tweet he just put out was the Bills Chiefs game being switched from next Thursday to next Sunday, but reverts back with the positive test. We also knew about that. Also, he said NFL also gets away from next Thursday's scheduled presidential debate. I believe that's what it is, next Thursday, the next presidential debate.
There's not going to be a debate.
Right.
And we'll leave it there.
Right, and that's where we'll stop talking with that as well. So we'll go from that. So we'll see if any more news comes in. We'll obviously have it right then and there. Let's go to a couple more observations before we go to a break. If you want to text in the show, we'll take them in the next segment as well. 305-567-0560. That's 305-567-0560. The Dallas Cowboys knows Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, all these guys in this offense, not doing terrible when it comes to stats. They stink as a team, but not doing terrible, I guess. Their defense is bad, too. But they got the Giants and Danny Dimes this week. What the hell's going to go on in this game this week? Please help.
Yeah, okay. Well, Danny Dimes is, at this point, I feel very confident in saying that he is not an NFL quarterback.
Wow.
And I am confident by saying that this was probably the biggest mistake the Giants could have ever made, because you have to give him a certain amount of time to try to perform. Well, you have the wrong GM in Gettleman, and Danny Dimes is a complete bath. That's what I could tell you. So what do I believe? I believe that the Cowboys, who are 30th in the league in total yards given up, will actually have their first really decent game, because I don't think Danny Dimes could do a whole lot. Now, there is a player, and I'll tease it, that I do like in this game on the Giants a little later. But overall, if Daniel Jones is on your roster, I probably would say at this point, I'd feel comfortable with you dropping him. That's how bad the Daniel Jones train is at this point. It's very sad to see. So overall, yes, the Cowboys, they can't stop anything. And if Danny Dimes can't score, and if he can't throw or at least push them for four touchdowns against this team, I don't even know. There won't be a time all season where he does. This is one of the worst defenses I've seen in a while. But yes, their offense is ridiculous. Dak and their offense could score. There's no doubt about that.
Another Broncos reporter just put out,
you're out of control.
It's now set 3:05 Mountain Time kickoff. The league did not want to overlap the Monday games, so you get a true doubleheader. Broncos will be back in Denver a little earlier, still late, like between 1 and 2 a.m., but earlier. So that will be a 5:05 Eastern Time kickoff for Monday Night Football.
Tremendous.
The Broncos and the Patriots, 5:05 and the 8:05 or 8:25 game, whenever that starts on Monday. So get set for that, with the possibility of it not ending there and having a Tuesday Night Football game also. Can't get enough. You'll have a day off in between with the Wednesday night game and then the Thursday. I mean, it's just, there's a lot going on right now, but it does look like at this point a doubleheader on Monday night with the Broncos and the Patriots leading off that first game, and then the Chargers and Saints will be the second game that night, and then it looks like also that we'll have a Tuesday game between the Tennessee Titans and the Buffalo Bills. Maybe, and a big maybe there, because it all depends on if the Titans can get their asses in the facility and stop getting COVID-19 to all their players right there. All right, let's take a break. We ran late in this segment, but plenty of news to get to at this point. Still cannot believe that Leonard Fournette's active tonight. That still is the most shocking thing to me at this point.
It is. To go from doubtful to active is very rare, okay?
Right,
and
it happened. It happened, right. It happened, and it's going to happen tonight. Tampa Bay and the Bears on Thursday Night Football tonight, about an hour away from kickoff there. Let's take a break. This is Zach on the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. We will go through the sniff test coming up next here on the show.
Miami Dolphins games are heard only here on The Joe. Sponsored by your Southeast Chevrolet dealers, University of Miami Sports Institute, Edmore Sawgrass, and by Anheuser-Busch. Dolphins games here always. AM 560, FM 96.5, HD2, The Joe, WQAM, and streaming on radio.com.
Hi, this is Danny Sangili, General Manager at Tropical Chevrolet. We know you're busy and you don't want to be in the dealership for 6-7 hours. At Tropical Chevrolet, we get you in and out in under 3 hours. There's no other dealership in South Florida that can do that.
And this month, we have a 2020 Silverado, originally priced at $46,000. You can buy for $25,000.
Come see me, Danny Sangili, Tropical Chevrolet, Biscayne Boulevard and 88th Street. Or click MiamiChevy.com.
Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet.
Get all your fave items from McDonald's using their contactless service via the McDonald's app. Get the delightfully crispy McChicken sandwich for $1 exclusively on the mobile order and pay function on the McDonald's app. Pass the line with curbside pickup. Download the McDonald's app today.
For over 36 years, Milam's Markets has had a tradition of excellence where quality, variety, and service is second to none. It's your one-stop shop to the best tailgating experience of the season. This week, get the celebration started with amazing deals on Pepsi Cola, Body Armor, Chobani Greek Yogurts, Tide Pods, Dr. Prager's Burgers, Life Aid Functional Beverages, Waterloo Sparkling Water, and Wisps Cheese Crisps. The ultimate tailgating experience starts at Milam's Markets, where quality, variety, and service are second to none. Milam's Markets, Miami's family grocer since 1984.
Cheer on the Miami Hurricanes in a safe and socially distanced fan experience at Hard Rock Stadium this fall. Don't miss a moment of the action as the Canes host ACC teams Pittsburgh, Virginia, Georgia Tech, and North Carolina. Limited tickets are still available and start as low as $35. Visit MiamiHurricanes.com/tickets or download the new Miami Hurricanes mobile app to learn more. And go Canes!
University Mitsubishi, South Florida's number one volume Mitsubishi dealer. Nothing but crazy deals. Right now, get $5,000 minimum for your trade. Any trade, push, pull, drag it in, and get $5,000. Shop in person or online at UniversityMitsubishi.com.
Ever wonder what that Nike logo is all about? The swoosh? I think I got it figured out. It's the sound all your money makes flying out of your wallet to pay for those things. That's why I wear Skechers, because Skechers has all the comfort, performance, and style I need for a price that is unbelievably affordable. Look, let's start with comfort. Nobody makes more comfortable, perfectly fitting shoes than Skechers, and all with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they have incredible style, and they're even machine washable, so you can keep them looking good for longer. Find your perfect pair at Skechers.com or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. And now save up to $700 on select new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
You want to rev up your bedroom performance? Health Gains is treating ED with Gainswave. It worked for me and it can work for you. Gainswave addresses the root cause of ED for firmer, long-lasting results. Gainswave is a safe, non-invasive treatment that repairs blood vessels for better flow, better erections, and better sex. Stop taking pills or made-up potions. You need to go to the experienced medical team at Health Gains. They've been the leader in men's sexual health in South Florida for over 20 years. They will assess your condition and recommend the best and latest ED treatments available. Visit Health Gains' state-of-the-art location and restore your sex life. I wouldn't go anywhere else. Call for your free consultation and save $150 at Health Gains. Call 305-340-2282. That's 305-340-2282. Or visit healthgains.com today.
Professional athlete or not, you deserve the best care. As we get back in the game, do it safely with the All-Pro staff at Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute with doctors like Keith Heckman, an orthopedic surgeon and team physician for FIU's Golden Panthers. Using special safety precautions including screening, contactless registration, and universal mask use, they get you back doing what you love most. Contact Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho.
All right, this is Zach of the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. Big thanks, as always, to Danny, the GM over there at Tropical Chevrolet, and the king and queen of Tropical Chevrolet, Ari and Erica, our good friends that have gotten us on here for this fantasy show. We're another big fans of the show. Now, I have to bring something up that a lot of people probably, I'm going to say no one has seen but me, because me and Nose are doing a little video chat while we do this. When Danny Garcia plays music to come into every segment here, there's normally a little bit of really, really bad white boy dancing that's going on between me and Nose, and we can only see it. It's just me and him seeing it. But I'm going to be honest, Nose. A lot of people put on the COVID-20, the COVID-25, this and that. My man, without sounding a little bit creepy here, you're looking pretty good, dude. Not going to lie to you. Did you lose the COVID-19?
You know what? When the times got tough, I actually had an amazing trainer, our boy John Stout from CDC. That's commitment, dedication, consistency. He comes over to my house and helps out Mrs. Nose and myself and amongst a few other friends in our community. He is a stud in Davy and Plantation and has helped out the queen, Mrs. Erica, and we're just a big fan of him. So thank you for noticing. You're not the first one, and maybe you could join us. How about that?
Didn't want to sound too creepy
when I did,
but I'm sure it came off that way.
Shout out to my trainer, Johnny Stout. You're the best.
Stout the stud, man. You're making the nose look good, man. That's good news right there. And I just had to bring that up because it's kind of creepy. It's kind of weird that I was looking at you during that, but we're dancing. So that's just going to end up happening there during this.
You know, I'm going to dance.
Good job. Right. Good job. Stout the stud there for helping out all of our friends there. 305-567-0560 is the text line. If you want to get in here, let's see if there's any other observations that we haven't gotten to yet. We talked about Radio Raheem a little bit. We talked about Lamar Jackson's injury. Shouldn't be too scared about that yet until we find out something bad happened. Maybe in Friday practice, we'll worry about that. Mike Gesicki, you brought him up a couple times in the last couple weeks. He sometimes has one of those amazing games, and other games he gets like the one or two catches, and he's really not there.
Yeah, I got really excited about that amazing game because of the targets, right. And he is a mismatch, okay? And looking for the Dolphins to utilize him a little more. But right now, after the last 2 weeks, he's not very startable right now for your fantasy team. So I'm hoping I have a nice little stake in him. I'm hoping he has a better game this week against San Francisco. We will see. But looking for Gesicki to have a better game.
Right. Yeah, it's a weird one with him. And what about, by the way, someone that I think came out of nowhere and was on the text machine as well, the Green Bay tight end, Tanya Harding? Like what's going on here with this guy? Came out of nowhere. Did he have 3 touchdowns in the game last week? Is that what it was?
That is correct.
Unbelievable.
You know who he reminds me of? A young Mark Chimura. Wow.
Ooh, wow.
I know you like that one. For those old school fantasy guys, you remember that. That's one of the very beginning in the late 90s.
Yes,
there he is. Mark Chimura. Just wanted to bring up that name, and I don't know if they have any matching, but yeah, dude, Tanyan is the real deal. So we are getting a lot of texts about him. And last week I had a lot of teams where I had Davante Adams in as my flex position, and he ended up not playing. And the guy that I had on the bench to replace him ended up being Tonyan. And wow, that worked out quite a bit. So
it sure did.
Right now, he's obviously on a bye week. But if you have him, I am saying you could start this guy with confidence because Aaron Rodgers looks phenomenal right now, everybody. Right. He looks great, and his options have been limited. Now, yes, Davante Adams will come back, and Tonyan might get a few less targets. But we're always in a search if you don't go ahead and draft those top three or four guys tight end-wise. You're always on that search for that next up-and-coming player. Tonyan is certainly capable of being a very good tight end. So if you grabbed him, I love it. And we have a text question. I'll just see it because we're talking about it.
Right.
Who has more upside, Schultz or Tonyan?
Right.
The answer is Tonyan. He has more upside. But Schultz is a very, what I believe could be a very consistent, good tight end for sure. But Tonyan looks really, really strong right now.
Right. Before we get to the sniff test, we'll get to a couple more text messages. Big Scotty says, keep it to get back to Cobra Kai. We'll get back to that.
He loves Johnny Lawrence.
Loves Johnny Lawrence. Is anyone on the Giants worth owning? Somebody texted it.
That's a great question. And right now, slight tease, I'm giving Evan Ingram one more week. That's it.
Okay.
One more week. Other than that, no. The answer to your question is no. And even more, if they come out again, against Dallas, and don't do anything, the answer is really no. So the Giants are the Giants are not so good, man. I feel very bad for the fans, just like your brother. It's really ugly. But if they can't score four touchdowns this weekend, I'm dumping everybody.
A little follow-up from Big Scotty. Big Scotty went to college with Mark Jamira's sister, who ran track for South Carolina. Total smoke show, he said. Very good. Scotty.
Good. Big Scotty's got more SEC knowledge.
Right.
Let me tell you, he's a friend and a friend of the show and awesome baseball player, played for Bama and South Carolina. And so, yes, he knows all the smoke shows from the SEC from the late 80s.
Good job there. Two more quick texts and we'll get into the sniff test here. Andrews for the Ravens or Mike Evans tonight? Who would you start?
I'm starting Mike Evans tonight. Andrews popped up on a list with a thigh injury, I think it is, and I'm not too worried about it. But Mike Evans, if he plays the whole game, has the potential of having a breakout game again because right now Brady doesn't have anybody else to throw the ball to. So get Mike Evans in your lineup, no question about it.
Jonnu Smith or Leonard Fournette, flex standard league.
I'm believing that Leonard Fournette is going to be an emergency running back with LeSean McCoy out. If he gets five carries, I'd be surprised. So you cannot start Leonard Fournette. I know sometimes news hits you. You right now have like 30 minutes to make a decision. You do not want to start Leonard Fournette. So you would go with Jonnu Smith, but you want to make sure, again, that Jonnu Smith in the flex option, you said, that you have a player on the bench. You actually have to have a player backed up with your commissioner just in case Jonnu Smith doesn't play on Tuesday night. So have a player on your bench. Email your commissioner saying, if that game doesn't happen, I want this guy's stats instead of Jonnu Smith.
All right, let's get to the sniff test here. We'll give you a couple guys that the nose loves for this week five, coming up here. Let's start with the quarterback position. Give me a couple of quarterbacks that pass the sniff test.
I mentioned it earlier. I love Kirk Cousins this week. Again, he's finally a guy who I believe that if you have a player on a bye, just like the last texter who had Stafford on a bye, Cousins has a dream matchup versus Seattle on Sunday night. With the emergence of your boy George Jefferson and Adam Thielen, this is a wonderful, wonderful start. I love Kirk Cousins this week for a safe 300 yards and 2 touchdown performance. I love Teddy Bridgewater from down here.
Nice.
Listen, if we've seen Atlanta, we know one thing. They cannot play defense right now. They're in a dome. And right now, Teddy Bridgewater is just a beautiful start. Atlanta's 31st against the pass, so this to me is a pretty obvious play. Again, I'm bringing up players for DFS and for players that you would replace for Rodgers and or Stafford. Yes, again, you're not starting Bridgewater over, let's just say, Lamar Jackson, for example. And then Justin Herbert, named the starter moving forward for the season. Tough break for Tyrod Taylor. That's pretty sad. But Herbert is not afraid to be a gunslinger. And on the turf in a dome on a Monday night when they're very banged up secondary, I think the kid shines. So feel free. Again, I'm saying it out loud. I'm starting Justin Herbert in a very big league over Tom Brady. That's what I feel about Justin Herbert this week.
All right, quarterbacks that passed the sniff test for the nose, Kirk Cousins, Teddy Bridgewater, and Justin Herbert. Let's get to the running back position, by the way. Give me a couple of running backs that passed the sniff test.
I got Antonio Gibson of the Washington football team versus the Rams. You know what? The Redskins, I don't care. It's our show. We can say what we want. Versus the Rams, that's right. The new regime is here, and there's no more Hoskins. I think Gibson's going to have 15-plus points easily this week as a great flex play. He had 17 touches last week, and he did them. So, listen, the Rams are giving up, even though they have the best defensive player in the game and on the defensive line, the Rams are giving up 4.8 yards per carry this year. With Washington having a new quarterback in the system, they're going to run the ball. So Antonio Gibson's a really nice start. God willing, the Titans-Bills game will happen, and if it does, then Devin Singletary is a great start. Statistically, the Titans are the worst rush defense in the league, giving up almost 6 yards per carry. That's downright ugly, and Singletary's been pretty much the man there in Buffalo. Your boy Zach Bush hasn't really been the guy that they thought might take away that many carries. So if this game happens, Singletary's a must start. And man, do I love Chris Carson. I don't even know if it's fair recommending him anymore versus the Vikings defense. He is an RB1, okay? That's when he's healthy on this offense and how they utilize the running back. Chris Carson, if you got him in whatever round, fourth round, you hit a home run there. So absolutely love those players.
All right, a couple of running backs that passed the sniff test for week 5 of the NFL season. Antonio Gibson, Devin Singletary, and Chris Carson this week. All right, let's go to that wide receiver position. Let's get a couple wide receivers that passed the sniff test.
Will Fuller V versus the Jags. If he's back, that's going to just, they're going to air it out right now. And right now, I don't think Deshaun Watson really fully trusts anybody else. You know, you see Cobb getting a few underneath passes. Brandon Cook's got nothing to do with the offense. This is Will Fuller V's show. So again, as long as he's healthy and there's no crazy injuries, which could happen with him, love him this week. I love Hollywood Brown versus the Bengals. Of course, if Lamar Jackson plays, Hollywood Brown is definitely a big boom-bust type of player, and I'm a big boom-bust type of fantasy owner. So I think he's got every ability this week, again, to have a really big game. And last, in a full PPR league only, I'm recommending Jamison Crowder with Flacco throwing. Flacco's not afraid to throw the ball, and Crowder gets open. All those underneath passes, I expect 7 to 8 catches, and if he gets to 100 yards, again, it's another very satisfying game for his owner. So Will Fuller V, Hollywood Brown, and Jamison Crowder.
All right, those are good starts right there. Wide receivers that pass the sniff test for this week. Let me get to a couple text messages before we get to players that have failed the sniff test. You just brought up Teddy Bridgewater. Somebody brought up, and Justin Herbert you brought up. Who do you like better out of the two, Teddy Bridgewater or Justin Herbert?
Teddy Bridgewater all day, just because this is the dream of all dream matchups. It's going to be a shootout. You got no weather problems. You got going against Atlanta's defense, which again is just absolute Swiss cheese. Teddy Bridgewater is a very safe pick to have a very good game.
All right, this guy has a two quarter. This girl has a two quarterback league. Mahomes, their QB1. They need a QB2. Tom Brady or Philly Rivers?
That's going to start Tom Brady tonight. Don't love the matchup, but I'm fully off the Philip Rivers train until I see the guy throw. They have no weapons. They're not getting open. He's throwing the ball behind players, and it's a very, very controlled offense. He is not a good fantasy quarterback as of right now until I see otherwise.
All right, 305-567-0560 is the text machine if you want to get in here. We will start off next segment with the quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers that failed the sniff test. We got the tight end pick of the week coming up and the nose pick of the week, and I'll try to update you again on what is going on with the schedule for the NFL this coming weekend. Let's take a break. This is Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Tropical Chevrolet, with convenience for our customers, is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. Take a break. Come back with a jam-packed last segment here on 560 The Joe.
A reminder, you can listen to WQAM on the radio.com app. Download the app and make 560 The Joe WQAM your favorite station. Sign up for notifications and you'll never miss a great guest or moment. And don't forget to check out the radio.com rewind feature. Go back and listen to any show at any time you want. Download the radio.com app now and don't miss a word we say. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 The Joe WQAM.
Do you have 3? three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1979. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1979. That's 800-777-1979. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 1-800-736-1446. 1-800-736-1446. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 1-800-736-1446.
Hi, this is Danny Sangeli, General Manager at Tropical Chevrolet. We know you're busy and you don't want to be in the dealership for 6-7 hours. At Tropical Chevrolet, we get you in and out in under 3 hours. There's no other dealership in South Florida that can do that.
And this month, we have a 2020 Silverado, originally priced at $46,000. You can buy for $25,000.
Come see me, Danny Sangeli, Tropical Chevrolet, Biscayne Boulevard and 88th Street. Or click MiamiChevy.com.
Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet.
What's going on? This is Ludacris, and I'm here to tell you that your vote matters. Your vote has power. It's time to get involved and make our voices heard. There's nothing more important right now. Because if you've been out marching in these streets, exercise your rights. You now need to exercise your right to vote, too. It's the only way to make sure we get the change we're looking for. Better jobs, education, health care, and criminal justice reform. So here's what you got to do. First, go to IWillVote.com and make sure you're registered. Next, see if you can vote early. In many places, you can vote ahead of Election Day, by mail or in person. Lastly, you can vote in person on Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd. Take it from me, don't miss out on your chance to have your voice heard. Vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Go to IWillVote.com to learn more.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
University Dodge, Florida's number one volume Ram truck dealer. Now during Ram Power Days, receive up to 35% off on all new Ram trucks in stock. And 0% for 72 months. No payments for up to 120 days on University Drive in Davie or UniversityDodge.com.
I didn't feel so well, so I searched my symptoms on Google, and now I'm being followed by uncomfortable ads. I hate feeling like my personal data is being bought and sold. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
All right, Zach of the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. We're on the air. Last segment. We're going to have a long segment here because we have a lot to get to. We got the tight end pick of the week coming up, and we also have the nose pick of the week coming up. We also have a lot of news and notes to go over it before we get out of here. I took a picture of it from the TV just so I would make sure to get it all. The NFL schedule being changed a little bit because of COVID-19. Let me give you a little update on it. It looks like Monday now, the Broncos and Patriots were supposed to play a 4:25 game on Sunday. It'll be moved to Monday, and it looks like kickoff could be at 5 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Mountain Time for Broncos and Patriots. Bills and Titans, which was supposed to be, I believe, a 4 o'clock game as well. Maybe a 1 o'clock game. Yeah, it was a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. That is being moved pending no more positive results to Tuesday, till Tuesday night action at 6 p.m. And if there are positive results and that game gets canceled, the Chiefs and Bills game will go on as scheduled for Thursday night. If they play the game between Bills and Titans on Tuesday night, that game between the Chiefs and Bills that's scheduled for Thursday night football will be moved to a normal time slot on Sunday, a week from this Sunday coming up. There is a lot going on in the NFL right now. It is a very, 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 very fluid situation in the NFL, not knowing what's going on with COVID-19 tests. And to be honest with you, it all has to do at this point with the Tennessee Titans.
That's right.
What's going on with them. And the scare for all fantasy owners, unless you're playing against him, of the great picture of Pat Mahomes and Stephon or Stephen Gilmore, whatever you want to call him, at the end of that game, embracing. And now Gilmore having COVID-19 and you being worried as a Pat Mahomes owner if, did he get it?
Forget about just Pat Mahomes owner, Zach. I mean, that's called Tyreek Hill owner and Travis Kelce owner. The hyphen, just call it what it is. If Pat Mahomes goes down with COVID,
oh my God,
we might not have a show because fantasy then is just what, you know, at that point, I would just throw a red flag and say, or whatever, it's a white flag. Oh my God, that is really, really bad. If someone like a Mahomes went down, the trickle down effect is insane. So,
and you would think that that basically happened, when in the first couple weeks of the season, we all of a sudden see Saquon Barkley and Christian McCaffrey. Barkley out for the entire season, McCaffrey out for multiple weeks. And you're thinking to yourself, what's going to happen now? And now all of a sudden you're worried about quarterbacks. And even though he's a little banged up and probably will play Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, the COVID scare. Like, this is kind of a bleep show season so far. Michael Thomas too. Yet, with all that said, the NFL is doing everything they can to make sure they stuff every single game down our throats. And guess what? I am here for that.
Yeah, and we are here for it. We will.
If Patrick Mahomes comes out with COVID-19, I'm pretty sure that's going to be a real come to Jesus moment for the NFL. They might stop the league for him. Right. Let's be honest.
Right. I don't know what's going to end up happening with these guys if more guys get COVID-19, but it would not surprise me at all if the coronavirus does hit multiple teams at this point.
It already has, Zach. We're here.
No,
we're here.
I'm saying full breakouts. Like, there is, Tennessee has a full breakout of COVID-19. The Patriots, obviously Cam Newton and Gilmore, you're talking about their number one and number two player on that team. They both have COVID. I'm talking about full breakouts where it affects the schedule as much as it has. And this Tennessee kind of, I don't even know what to call it, what's going on in Nashville right now, is now affecting four different teams and two full weeks of scheduling, including last week, too, with the Steelers now having to move forward with another game. Like, there's a lot going on. Yet,
it's only week five. Week five out of 16.
Right. And it might be week five out of 18 at this point. Who knows how many weeks.
Oh, it's sort of going in that trending direction.
Right. And you still got Thursday night football tonight. Bucks and Bears, 8:20 kickoff, about 45 minutes from now, 35 minutes from now. And the biggest news out of that, Mike Evans will play. Leonard Fournette went from doubtful to active. So a lot is going on. Right?
And you are not starting Leonard Fournette, FYI. Okay, you are not. And you are starting Mike Evans, no question about it. So that's the takeaway from those updates right there.
Right. But there's just so much going on. The news is coming fast and furious. We're getting to all of it as soon as we can and making sure you have it as well. It's unbelievable.
I'm impressed, by the way, of how you're multitasking right now. You are literally doing a live radio show as you are literally looking at a Twitter feed that I know I've seen it with like a matrix of like 17 different tweets coming in all at once. And you're just looking to break news right now. And I love every second of it.
I'm excited because for the first time in like the last 45 minutes or so, nothing has popped up for me to have to like look at it and try to double check and make sure we're good with that as well. We still have time for text messages, 305-567-0560. That's 305-567-0560. The Jimmy Garoppolo question, by the way, that's an interesting one as well. If he's a starter on your team in a two-quarterback or one-quarterback league playing against the Dolphins, 405 on Sunday. It's looking towards the fact that he might play this week. How much does that impact not just him, but Kittle and everyone else around him on that San Francisco offense.
All of a sudden, that San Francisco offense is coming together. It's a great observation. And again, I know you're the Dolphin expert more than most because you live it every day, but your Dolphins defense right now is definitely could be exposed. Is that a fair statement?
Right. Only difference between us talking about it last week and this week is Byron Jones, for the first time in weeks, had a full practice today. He looks like he will be playing, and he looks like he is closer to being 100% healthy. If he is 100% healthy, Xavien Howard is 100% healthy. That is a full upgrade for that Dolphins defense, especially with the pass rush getting a little bit better in the last 2 weeks or so. Not a lot, but a little bit better, and that's going to certainly help the defense. And Jimmy Garoppolo and George Kittle, who are absolute threats on offense at this point.
Yeah,
more ghosts in your house? Are you okay? No more ghosts.
No, that's just the parents now. Thank God they're here, so I know I'm protected. But the wide receiver situation is now becoming a lot more fluid for San Francisco. They have Brandon Ayuk finally with Deebo Samuel, and they don't really do they do a lot of short patterns. So I don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo is going to get a lot of points from those guys, but it's what George Kittle did last week that was absolutely mind-blowing.
Whoa.
He finally had that big game for his fantasy owners, and you drafted him probably early third round is where he was going, and you finally got it. And oh boy, did you get it in a big way last week. So I expect Kittle to have a great game, and I expect Mostert to have a comeback. And overall, that if Jimmy Garoppolo is playing, he is totally startable, especially in a two-quarterback league. In a one-quarterback league, probably not.
Right, and so we got that all going. Since we brought up George Kittle, let's get to our almost award-winning segment here, the tight end pick of the week. We'll get to the nose pick of the week in a couple minutes here, but since we're on the tight end kick right now, why don't you give me the week 5 nose tight end pick of the week?
So this one I'm going all in, and I could definitely be wrong on this one, but I was all in on my guy, Evan Engram, right? This is my guy. I've loved him for a few years, such a super talent, and coming out of college, I believe Ole Miss, and just a phenomenal player. Well, what's happened? Well, him and Danny Dimes, they've been just absolute trash this year, but I'm giving them one more shot. I'm putting my name, and I'm going all in. Evan Engram, if you have him and you held on to him, this is the week that if he's going to give you something, it's now. The time is now. It's never been more now than it is right now for him. If he has a bad game, I drop him on Sunday without even picking up a player. That's how much I expect him to have a big game. Danny Dimes should target him over 10 times this weekend. So the tight end pick of the week and a last gasp for my guy is Evan Engram. This is the last time I will be recommending him ever if he fails me. And I mean ever.
This is possibly the last time we mention the Giants offense at all during the season. If Evan Engram and Danny Dimes don't turn it around this week.
I'll do one better. I will never mention his name on this show ever again if Evan Engram doesn't have a good game. I'm not even looking for spectacular. I'm talking about a good game. Give me 6 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown.
Ooh,
and
nice.
You are on my you are not on my S list, all right? You're going to be all right. But if you have another big donut, I'm done. He will never first player in our history of our show that we will never mention a name again. That's how I feel about it.
All right, 305-567-0560. Couple minutes left here in the show. If you want to get a quick text in real quickly, Standard League, someone said Taquan Smith or Greg Ward.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Taquan Smith, even if Michael Thomas comes back. Greg Ward, even though a nice little player, I don't trust anybody on Philadelphia's offense, especially going against Pittsburgh. It's a very ugly start.
That's another offense that has just let a lot of people down this year, right? That
yeah, a lot of people being me. Miles Sanders, wake up.
Right.
And then this is not the week to wake up, too.
Right. It's a very interesting situation, what's going on there. All right, so we have a couple of minutes left here. Let's get right to the nose pick of the week, just in case any more text messages do come in here. We can get to them rapid fire before the show is over. But it is time for the award-winning segment we do here every single week at the end of our shows. It is the week 5 nose pick of the week, and that player is
Robbie Anderson.
Whoa!
South Plantation. That's repeat. That's South Plantation High's finest. Then a nice little visit to Temple, to the New York Jets, and now to Carolina. That's right. I'm giving you a Robbie Anderson almost guarantee for a huge game against the Atlanta Falcons. I mentioned it before. Teddy Bridgewater is going to have a big game. I expect DJ Moore to have a good game, but nobody has been as good as Robbie Anderson for Teddy Bridgewater. The South Florida connection is coming through with a massive game. I'm talking over 100 yards and a touchdown. Robbie A is going to be cooking this weekend for you. So all you South Florida guys, put them in your DFS leagues. If you have them in your lineup, you're going to be really happy. Robbie Anderson, nose pick of the week.
Sunrise Florida's finest right there. Robbie Anderson for the Carolina Panthers. Very, very good. I like this text that just came in, by the way. I love the music, by the way, too. The Avengers.
Garcia is the best. I don't care what anyone tells me. I know. He's my guy.
Someone texted this in right after you said that. He goes, man, that's a lot of pressure you're putting on Ingram, never to be mentioned again.
Never. I'm done. Like, that's how much I loved him. Yeah, Ingram, you're done with me. You're done with me.
Someone's fighting with you also. Said Danny Dimes is bad. He's got no receivers and no running back. You're way off on that.
I am not way off on that. He did have a running back. His name was Saquon Barkley. He wasn't good then. And now without Saquon Barkley, he's obviously a lot worse. Danny Dimes has some good receivers. Don't tell me that. Darius Slayton is a good wide receiver. Sterling Shepard, when he was playing, good wide receiver. Not great, I understand. But Danny Dimes is missing players that are wide open. He doesn't look the part. He looks a little lost out there. And it's how many years can you give the guy? I think he is lost. I think he was a bad pick, the wrong pick, wrong city for the player. I respectfully disagree.
All right, so let's go over a couple things quickly now before we get out of here, just so you are in the know of what's going on. Titans-Bills game scheduled for Sunday being moved to Tuesday at 6 p.m. as long as there's no more positive tests with the Titans. Per sources, Bills-Chiefs now being switched also from next Thursday to Sunday, but will go back to Thursday if Tennessee does blow it and have more positive tests for the Titans before this game on Tuesday. Now it looks like Mike Evans, Leonard Fournette, both active tonight for the Buccaneers. Fournette was doubtful all week long as well, which is very interesting. And it looks like the Denver Patriot game scheduled for Sunday will be played Monday. And it looks like the starting time, 5 p.m. Eastern, which is amazing.
I can't remember the last time there was Tuesday night football. Why, Zach?
Because there hasn't been Tuesday night football,
that
right?
That is correct.
That's it. And a Giants fan has just texted me and said, by the way, who's the biggest Giants fan I know outside of Will Manso and Brandon Guzio? As a Giants fan, knows is absolutely correct. They all suck. So there you go.
They are really a poor, poor product right now.
By the way, guys, quick note on Tuesday night football. If the Miami Heat can manage to win the next couple of games, the Tuesday night game will be against Game 7.
Ooh. That's good information. I'll be watching both.
Right. I think Game 7 going to take a little more priority if they get to that one. They're down 3-1 in the series right now. They get to a Game 7, there's a chance I watch that Game 7 with no shirt on.
And maybe you might need a new trainer if you're going to do that.
Stout the stud. I might be calling you up if that's the case at this point. All right, Thursday Night Football coming up here in about 30 minutes. Bucks and Bears coming up. That is the Nose, Danny Garcia, our DJ, tonight as well. If anything else comes in and you haven't gotten your questions answered by the Nose, just tweet at him, at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E. Nose, have a good weekend. Garcia, have a good weekend. This is Zach of the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. Have a great week of fantasy football, folks. I hope you score a lot of points, unless you're playing me. We'll speak to you next Thursday, 6 p.m.
All right, guys, here we go. Let's stay sharp.
Your friends are really good gamers.
Huge attacker spotted behind the tree.
That's you.
Got him.
And you're no slouch either.
Okay, John, there's a green bonus block. It's all yours. It's right behind you.
But if your slow upload speeds freeze the game because you have cable.
John, attack it to your right. To your right.
And you end up succumbing to hordes of marauding robo-bunnies.
John, stop standing there. Run!
Can't move.
You're not a bad gamer. You just need better internet.
John! We told you to get AT&T Fiber.
Way to go, John. Nice one, dude.
With 20 times faster upload speeds, AT&T Fiber delivers a faster internet experience than cable. Get AT&T Fiber with unlimited internet data included. No annual contract. Limited availability in select areas. Call 1-877-ONLY-ATT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.